Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today, the first reading is taken from 1 Kings chapter 2, verses 1 to 4, and then 10 to 12. When the time of David's death drew near, he gave these instructions to his son Solomon. I am going the way of all flesh. Take courage and be a man. Keep the mandate of the Lord your God, following his ways and observing his statutes, commands, ordinances, and decrees, as they are written in the law of Moses, that you may succeed in whatever you do, wherever you turn, and the Lord may fulfill the promise he made on my behalf when he said, if your sons so conduct themselves that they remain faithful to me with their whole heart and with their whole soul, you shall always have someone of your line on the throne of Israel. David rested with his ancestors and was buried in the city of David. The length of David's reign over Israel was 40 years. He reigned 7 years in Hebron and 33 years in Jerusalem. Solomon was seated on the throne of his father David with his sovereignty firmly established. Just think, brothers and sisters, of all that the first people walked through, all they had to deal with. They could be killed. They could be badly wounded. Brothers and sisters, they did all this for us. They were faithful to what God asked of them. Are we faithful, is the question. I know this is a hard time for all of us. I understand that. But brothers and sisters, God is right here. Ask him. Is there something in your life that needs to change? Is there something you need to say no to? Or is there someone who needs to hear the gospel from you? Can you do that? Can you do that? I think we can. I think what we need to do is turn to the Holy Spirit and ask him, Holy Spirit, give me strength. Give me wisdom. That doesn't mean you're going to get a huge scroll come down in front of your eyes. God will show you the way he has you to go. Just keep asking him day after day, show me. And gradually, God will do it in your life because he wants us to follow him. He wants us to love him. He wants us to be his disciples. Can we? Yes, we can. If we say, Lord, help me to be more your disciple. Help me to be more your disciple. Teach me how. Read the scriptures every day of the mass readings for the day. It's a good way to go through all the readings. I want you to know, and I've said this to you, I think, before, that God's word is living. It's not like words on a piece of paper. It's living, and it has the power to change you, the power to touch your heart. If you open your heart, if you begin to follow that word, what God taught us when he was here on earth, if you live according to that word, and we read part of it every day here, but as you do that, God will change your life. He really will. Don't expect that there's going to be some sudden changing. It'll go for a while. You just keep doing. And what will happen to you is all of a sudden you say, oh my goodness, what did I just say? Or what did I just do? You just got an idea that you never had before. Or you pick up a book and it says something that you say, gee, I never thought about that. I never thought that way about God's word. His word is living, active, sharper than any two-edged sword. It can pierce your heart and change you. That's what God wants to do with all of us. The psalm for today, 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verses, it's a rather long, but it's 10, 11, A, B, 11D to 12A, and 12 B, C, D. I don't know how you're going to do with that, but let me read it to you. Lord, you are exalted. Blessed may you be, O Lord, God of Israel, our Father, from eternity to eternity. Yours, O Lord, are grandeur and power, majesty, splendor, and glory. Lord, you are exalted over all. Yours, O Lord, is the sovereignty. You are exalted as head over all. Riches and honor are from you. In your hand are power and might. It is yours to give grandeur and strength to all. Pray that before the Lord. Lord, give me what I need, wisdom, insight, courage. Please ask God for whatever you need. It doesn't come on a, at least it hasn't for me, it doesn't come on a tray with all kinds of delicious things. But God will let you know. He is right beside you as he is with all of us right now. Jesus summoned the 12. This is from Mark 6, verses 7 to 13. Jesus summoned the 12 and began to send them out two by two and give them authority over unclean spirits. He instructed them to take nothing for the journey but a walking stick, no food, no sack, no money in their belts. They were, however, to wear sandals, but not a second tunic. He said to them, "Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave from there. Whatever place does not welcome you or listen to you, leave there and shake the dust off your feet in testimony against them." So they went off and preached repentance. The 12 drove out many demons, and they anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. They listened to him. They listened to God's word. They did what God asked. Are we listening to God's work? Are we asking God to show us the way? I'm not saying you're going to have a voice come from heaven, but it's so often, at least for me, it's so often somebody says something to me that I think, oh, that's good. And I store it in my little, wherever I can keep it in my mind. God speaks to us. It comes through thoughts. It comes through things we've read. There are all kinds of ways that God can speak to us. Or we hear a very fine homily. Or we hear the gospel being preached to us in some particular way that touches our hearts. That's God. Open your heart and receive all that he has for you. It will change your life. I mean it. Changed mine. It takes several years, but he does it, and you'll change. St. John Paul said this, "The lives of the saints as a reflection of the goodness of God, the one who alone is good, constitute not only a genuine profession of faith and an incentive for sharing it with others, but also a glorification of God and his infinite holiness. The life of holiness thus brings to full expression and effectiveness that which every Christian receives as a gift by being born again of water and the Spirit in baptism. His moral life has the value of a spiritual worship. flowing from and nourished by that inexhaustible source of holiness and glorification of God, which is found in the sacraments, especially in the Eucharist. By sharing in the sacrifice of the cross, the Christian partakes of Christ's self-giving love and is equipped and committed to live this same charity in all his thoughts and deeds. With the help of grace, the more one obeys the new law of the Holy Spirit, the more one grows in the freedom to which he or she is called by the service of truth, charity, and justice. It's part of something that John Paul spoke to us when he was alive. Brothers and sisters, do you know, let me say this again to you, do you really understand that God's word has power to change your life? You say, oh, I can't do that, I can't do that. God will give the power to those who read his word, especially daily. Read it as often as you can. Read it. And know that that is a living word. It's alive. It has power to change you, and it has the power to call you to share it with others. You're not just quiet and just, you know, whatever God gives you, okay. No, God's giving you gifts by his Holy Spirit. He gives us gifts to lead us. And the greatest of gift he can give is himself and his word to lead us safely home to heaven. I just want to encourage you, brothers and sisters, please take care of that word. Kiss it when you open it. Kiss it when you close it. Put it in a place where it will not be manhandled or thrown away or put somewhere else that you don't want it to be. Take care of it. God loves you. He wants you. He really wants you to love him more. And so I want you to know that I pray for all my listeners every day. Please, brothers and sisters, lift up your hearts in the morning. Read his word. Even as you work, ponder what he wrote. Ponder that. Read something before you go to sleep at night, especially if your day is very full. Not just with things you like to do. I'm talking about jobs, mainly. But take time, morning and evening, to ask him, Lord, give me grace, because that word, as I've told you so often, is living and active. That word has power to change you. It's not just a nice idea. This word has power. Open your hearts to him. Brothers and sisters, count on my prayers. And will you pray for me too? Will you pray for me? May God lead us safely home to him one day. God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.